Chris, as I said before we came on the air, congratulations on this promotion. What's it mean to you to be the next head coach of the Ithaca College tennis programs?
I mean, it means a lot. To succeed Coach Austin, you know, who's been running the program for 20 years, you know, for him to support me, taking the program, you know, from him, it means quite a bit. And as you mentioned, you know, being an alumni as well, I'm very happy and very passionate about, you know, my future years as the leader of the program.
When did you find out, and how did you find out that Athletic Director Susan Bassett would be appointing you as the next head coach of the men's and women's tennis teams over there?
It was a few weeks ago. It was on a Monday in late May, but it was Susan had set up a Zoom call with myself and Coach Austin. I really didn't have any idea, you know, that, you know, they were going to be telling me that I was going to be promoted. I really didn't know, Bill was considering retirement, but that's when it happened. You know, I was surprised. I was a little sad, of course, because Coach Austin is a friend and a mentor, but, you know, that's kind of how it went down. We told the teams a few days later of the announcement, and then, you know, it went public.
That's wild. What was the conversation like with the team when you eventually told them that Coach Austin would be retiring and then you would be taking over the reins?
It was emotional. Yeah, I mean, Bill's been through, you know, quite a lot, you know, with these players, you know, over the course of the last few years. So, you know, it was definitely emotional for the players to see him kind of, you know, step down from the program. Me myself, you know, I was also very sad. I've known Bill for over a decade now, but the whole thing was very emotional. I think the players have a lot of respect for Bill, you know, because he's been around the program for so long. So there were a lot of emotions, you know, running through everybody, you know, that day.
I believe it. We're chatting with Chris Hayes, who is now the new head coach of the Ithaca College men's and women's tennis teams here on BTL. What does Bill, in his coaching mentorship and in everything, mean to you? What does it mean to you personally, knowing Bill, and what kind of lessons did you learn from him, whether they were as a player or as a coach?
Man, I mean, I don't even know where to start with that question. I mean, as I said before, I've known Bill for over a decade now since he, the first time I met Bill was at the Ed Crass camp at Lehigh University, and it was the summer of 2011. So, I mean, I've loved Bill since day one. You know, he's taught me a lot about, being a better player, but, you know, most importantly, you know, he's really helped shape me into the person I am today, and that's something I'll always be grateful for. I think, you know, a big thing I've learned from Bill is, you know, how to be patient, you know, because sometimes I rush into things. You know, I like to get things done as soon as, but, you know, Bill's also taught me how to be patient and get work done, you know, proper. So, yeah, I mean, those are kinds of the things that, you know, he's taught me. And on top of all of that, you know, when I was in school, he was like a father figure to me, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm originally from Rochester, so, you know, my parents weren't too far away. But, you know, whenever I needed someone to talk to as a player, you know, whenever I was, like, going through personal issues or I wanted to talk tennis, the door would always be open to me. So, you know, I guess that's what Bill has meant to me, you know, over the last decade.
Yeah, it seems like that message really resonates with a lot of other players and alums who have been a part of the Bombers program. I want to get back to you really quick because you've been an assistant coach for the last couple of seasons now over there on the Hill. You did get your master's degree, and you were an assistant coach at Mercer University for a hot second as well. What do you feel like you've learned the most as an assistant coach, either at IC or Mercer, that is going to help you now as a head coach of the Bombers program?
You know, I've been lucky. You know, I've been really lucky to be under the guidance of two really exceptional coaches. You know, Bill, of course, you know, running the program for 20 years, and my uncle, Eric Hayes, who's been a Division I coach for the last, you know, few decades, you know, coaching at Mercer, Troy University, Kansas, North Carolina State. So I've really been very fortunate to, you know, learn under these great coaches. Now, that being said, you know, they're probably complete polar opposites of each other in terms of their coaching style. So I think, you know, I think that's been a real positive. My uncle is real, you know, kind of in your face. You know, he's, I don't want to use the word aggressive, but, you know, he's really passionate. And he's, you know, so, and Bill, you know, he's kind of on the calmer side of things. So I think for me, I'm trying to find the balance between the two of them to make, you know, to make something new on my own.
I was just going to ask that. If you've been able to determine your coaching style yet, it sounds like you're still in a way trying to figure that out, but if you were to explain and you kind of had to tell me what your coaching style or even philosophy was, what do you think that would be?
You know, I like to think of myself as a player's coach. I want to be adaptable to where I can coach my players, you know, that will best suit them. That's another thing I learned from Coach Austin. You know, he was really good at knowing his players and how they needed to be coached, especially during, you know, during match time. So that's the biggest thing for me is I want to be adaptable. But, you know, my roots is, you know, my roots, they're really, you know, motivation. You know, I want to motivate my players as much as possible because as an alumni, I'm really passionate about our program and I'm really passionate about our school. So I want, you know, I want my players to feel, you know, the same kind of passion that I feel for my school and our program.
Chris Hayes, our guest here on BTL, the new head coach of the Ithaca College tennis programs. Chris is a 2016 grad of the Bombers program, found a lot of success within the Empire 8 during his playing days. Is there anything that you've been able to learn from your playing days that has helped you become the coach that you are now, something that you can kind of hone in on and be like, you know what, I'm glad that I had this experience because now I can give that sort of information, if you will, off to some of my players?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, I'm really going to focus on my last 2 years in, you know, in college, my junior and senior year. Those were the first 2 years where we had a full-time assistant coach, you know, join the team. My junior year was Rich Bonfiglio, and my senior year was Jordan Smith. And so, I mean, me being put in a leadership role those last 2 years really changed kind of the family dynamic of, you know, of our program, you know, the team. Teams really came together and, you know, we kind of created our own little family. And that's something that I've, you know, as a coach and as a friend, you know, I've really enjoyed watching continue in the years prior to me graduating. But I've learned quite a bit. Because I've been through our program, I feel like I've learned, you know, what works within our program and what doesn't work within our program. And Rich and Jordan did a really good job of bringing different things to the table. Rich, you know, Rich was is famous for, you know, our 6 a.m. workouts in the spring. We would do those twice a week, and we would run 400 meter sprints until our legs were jelly. And then Jordan, you know, he was really more focused on the tactical side of the game. So both guys, you know, brought something to the table that was a little bit different, and that's something, you know, I'm using, you know, to this day, to make our program better.
Well, Chris, it sounds like you've got such a wealth of knowledge. You've got such a heck of a background. I think the program's going to be in some really good hands. So thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to getting back to a little bit of normalcy and hopefully seeing the teams competing here when the semester resumes, okay? Thanks so much, and stay safe out there, okay?
Thanks, Nick. Stay safe as well.